Good evening, Audio Boo and Audio Mo, on this final day of Audio Mo. And I've really enjoyed the June Audio Mo. It's my first one, and I might have missed a few days, but I made up for it the next day. I cheated a bit. At the beginning of the month, I set out with a target in mind, or I set myself a challenge, not just to boo every day, because I often do that anyway, and not all every day, but more often than not. And I set myself the challenge of getting over my loss of confidence in going out. Now, I started off really well for the first couple of weeks, and then unfortunately I had a bit of a dip in the middle because of one thing and another, because of my husband working at night and it messed up our routine, and also I hadn't been feeling that well for part of that time. But anyway, I'm picking it up again now, and of course, Audio Mo is ending, it doesn't mean to say that my journey to get back to normal in that way will end. It's only just the beginning, and it will carry on. And I don't consider that I failed. I just think I hit some unforeseen obstacles, and to have failed would have been to have given up, which I haven't. So, therefore, I believe that I have succeeded one way or another. I've really enjoyed everyone's boos on this Audio Mo, and I will miss them, because I'm sure some people aren't going to be booing every day now, and I will miss that because I've really enjoyed it, and I don't want to single out people because I'm bound to miss out someone that I really enjoyed listening to. So I just want to say thank you to everyone for making Audio Mo very entertaining for me. And I often have sleepless nights, and Audio Mo has helped me sometimes, or if I'm feeling worried about something, it can be a distraction at times. So thank you very much to everyone who's been part of that. Today's been a bit of an emotional day for me, because Obi went to the hospital for his consultation and to begin the process of being tested to see if he's a kidney match for me. I've got my appointment tomorrow. We both have to be seen in strict confidence. And he's taking it very calmly. I'm a bit of a wreck. I feel very emotional about it, and I'm sure I won't be able to hide that in the appointment tomorrow, and neither will I try, or nor will I try. I think if he decided to back out, which I'm actually not expecting, they would tell me in such a way that I would never know. They may get round it by saying he wasn't a suitable after all, or something like that. I'm not expecting that to happen. And to be honest, if it did, I think I'd rather know the truth. And I think he would tell me, I would hope so. And I wouldn't mind, because the fact that he's even gone forward for it in the first place is a huge thing. And it's just given me nothing but more respect for him, really. I've never influenced him in any way. In fact, I've been quite the reverse. I've tried to sometimes put him off doing it, actually. But then you have to be careful in drawing the line, because if someone offers you something like that, if you say you don't want them to do it, it's almost like an insult or a slap in the face. So you do have to be a bit tactful. But anyway, I don't think anything that I can say is going to put him off. So we will see what happens, and I don't know how long it's going to take before we know, how long everything will take before then, till then, because we both got to have lots of tests, especially me. And I have to have them anyway, whether he's a suitable match for me or not, because if he isn't, then I'll go onto the realms of the donor list, waiting for someone who has donated the kidney after death. And of course, that brings with it a whole new set of complications for me, because I actually find it quite awful to think that I will be literally waiting for someone to die. And I'm not really, because they're going to die anyway, whether I have the kidney or not. But it's not a very nice feeling, believe me. I'm very torn over the whole thing. And I think my survival instinct will win out in the end, because I'm human. And I don't want to go off from the earth and leave my kids any sooner than I have to, or anyone else for that matter. So at the end of the day, I haven't got a lot of choice. I'll be consider myself very lucky if I pass all the tests and am considered suitable. and I will just have to go for it one way or another. And to say that I'm apprehensive and divided and all sorts of things would be an understatement, because I'm not going to go on any more about that here. But it's going to be a tough couple of days, a tough week, really. So I will try and be around. Please forgive me if I'm not. And it doesn't mean to say that anything's wrong. It just means that I'm quite busy this week. I've got various different appointments. I've got one tomorrow. I've got several tomorrow. So I'll be out all day tomorrow. And I've got the same Thursday. So I will be around intermittently. And I might be back tomorrow. And I might even be back later today. Who knows? Apart from that, everything else is fine. The animals are all fine. The dogs are fine. The cats are fine. The kids are fine. They've been arguing. Ronan's home now from his auntie's, where he spent 4 days at the weekend from Thursday. So those two are back to their usual wrangling about clothes and about this and that and I don't know what. So everything's quite normal in my household. Obi's had a very exhausting day with the hospital. Then he had to go to other different places which weren't related to that at all. One was to do with work and one was to do with he had to submit some documents to the council. But it was all over the place, so he's having to lay down now. And he told me to wake him up, so I'll do this and then I'll wake him up. But the chances of me waking him up are quite slim and him staying awake. So I think he might be in his night's sleep. He's had something to eat, but I'm actually... I haven't been feeling too great myself today. I feel a little bit better, but I'm all right. And so I'm just doing Connor's dinner, which is steak with mushrooms and onions, baked potatoes and salad. So I'm just taboooing while I do that in the oven, wrapped in foil, seasoning and all that. And then that's the easiest thing I find, rather than grilling or certainly not frying it. I haven't got any other gadgets to cook meat, so that's how we have to do it. So while that's in the oven, and I've done everything else I have to do for now, I thought I'll just come on and do my conclusion, my roundup of audio mo. And then it won't get swallowed up or forgotten or whatever. And I don't want to be doing it in July, because that really, you can't do that, I don't think. Well, you can, but I wouldn't want to. I want it to be finished on the actual end day of June. So thank you very much again for everyone who's listened to my boos and who's commented on them. And I hope you've found them, at least some of them, interesting or entertaining. And I've tried to give as much variety as possible. Not as much as I would have liked, but just because I'm finishing audio mode doesn't mean I'm not going to be around trying to do some more varied recordings. I only use my iPhone most of the time, so it's not anything professional, but it serves a purpose and it's easy, so that's what I'm going for. So, hey-ho, and it's off I go. Bye for now.